And they are a guest being welcomed by a hospitable host.
他说给我们听, 有时候我们会行过危险, 困苦的死人幽谷。
Then he said there are times when we go through the path of danger, the valley of the shadow of death.
但是最后我们来到耶和华的殿中,
but at the end we will come to the house of the Lord.
坐在他为我们预备的最终的筵席。
And we will seat at his table.
所以诗篇23似乎是你和我的人生的蓝图。
So it seems like Psalm 23 is a blueprint for your life and my life.
其实是帮助我们理解我们每一个的阶段，每一个的遭遇。
Helping us to understand each stage of our life and our circumstances.
人生当然有丰盛的时候啦。
Yes, there are good times in our life.
亦都有悲伤挣扎的时候啦。
But there are also time of struggle and time of pain.
基督徒都不例外。
And Christians are no different.
似乎我们在这个世界，虽然我们是天父的儿女，但是我们没有特权可以避免这些苦难。
Even though we are the children of God in this world, we do not have the privilege to escape from suffering.
即使你是很敬虔爱主的基督徒。
Even though you are a Christian who are devoted to God and love God.
所以彼得说，你遇到火的试炼，不要觉得惊讶。
Peter said, if you go through the trials like going through the crucible, don't be shocked.
那如果这样你会问，那信主和不信主有什么区别呢？
Then what is the difference between a believer and a non-believer?
基督徒和非基督徒最大的区别在这里。
The biggest difference between a Christian and a non-Christian is
就是我们在逆境也好，顺境也好，得时不得时，我们都会讲这句说话。
That is whether we are in good times, in bad times, we are in plenty or in want, we can still make this statement.
耶和华是我的牧者。
The Lord is my shepherd.
是一句很有信心的宣告来。
This is a proclamation with faith.
这个宣告当然首先解释了我们很多美好的经历啦。
Of course, this declaration describes a lot of our good experience.
诗篇23是谁写的?
Who wrote Psalm 23?
大卫写的，是不是?
David.
而且是在大卫人生最辉煌的时候写的。
And it is in the height of his ruling he wrote this.
你知道, 有时候我们一切顺利的时候, 我们的自我很容易膨胀的。
You know, when we are in good times, we elevate ourselves.
大卫他这么成功的时候, 他反而是没有骄傲, 反而很谦卑的这样讲这些说话。
When David was in such success, he did not He said this humbly without being proud.
他说,
the Lord is my shepherd, therefore I lack nothing.
他不是说,
he did not say, because I'm the great king, therefore I shall not be in want.
我是很懂打仗的君王。
I know how to fight a battle.
他也不是说我不缺乏，因为我敬畏神。
He did not say, I lack nothing because I have reference to the Lord.
连他对神的敬畏都不是他觉得我这个功劳可以令到我不致缺乏。
Even his reference to the Lord is not a credit to himself, therefore he lacks nothing.
他说我不致缺乏唯一的原因就是耶和华是我的牧者。
The only reason he can say, I shall not want because the Lord is his shepherd.
弟兄姊妹，当我们在 草场草原好丰富，好多好多安息嘅溪水嘅时候，即系我哋嘅事业顺利啦，身体健康啦，冇病痛啦，人际和谐啊，计划成就嘅时候，我哋其实好容易试探，被试探忘记神嘅。
Dear brothers and sisters, when we are by the green pastures, when we are by the still water, when our job is successful, when there is no sickness, when we have relational Our relationship is all good. We will think that it's all based on my own effort.
为什么我健康啊?
Why am I healthy?
因为我饮食健康，然后运动咯。
Because I'm disciplined in my diet and exercise.
为什么我事业这么成功?
Why am I successful in my career?
我又聪明，我又努力。
Because I'm smart and hardworking.
为什么我人际关系这么好呢?
Why I have good interpersonal relationship.
我有爱心,我懂得经营关系。
Because I am loving and I know how to manage relationships.
甚至有时候我们在属灵方面都可以有骄傲。
We can even be proud about our spiritual life.
为什么我的灵命这么好?
Why am I doing very well spiritually?
Yeah, 我努力讀經祈禱咯。
Because I make a lot of effort in studying the Bible and praying.
但如果我哋今日同意大衛所講嘅，
But if we are in agreement with what David is saying here,
耶和華係我嘅牧者。
The Lord is my shepherd.
我哋其實係要承認呢一切一切嘅美好都唔係出於我哋自己本身。
Then we have to admit that all these goodness does not come from me.
正如大衛喺另一首嘅詩篇所講嘅，我的好處不在你以外。
Just as David said in another piece of Psalm, he said, "Apart from you, there is no good things."
其實羊係唔能夠自己製造啲青草出嚟嘅。
The sheep itself cannot create the green pastures.
羊係經常揾唔到青草，揾唔到溪水嘅。
Very often they cannot find green pastures. They cannot find still water.
羊喺所有嘅需要上面都係依賴牧羊人嘅。
The sheep depends on the shepherd for all their needs.
原來係耶和華供應我哋一切。
It is the Lord who supplies us with all our needs.
我哋衣食住行，我哋靈魂甦醒，生命成長，都係耶和華嘅作為。
Everything that we need in life, even the restoration of our soul, is the work of God.
弟兄姊妹，你同我究竟可以做到啲乜嘢？
Brothers and sisters, what can we do?
你知唔知聖經點樣講羊可以做到啲乜嘢？
Do you know how the Bible describes the sheep, what they can do?
羊唯一可以做嘅就係四處遊蕩，然後蕩失路。
The only thing a sheep can do is to wander around and be lost.
今日我哋對詩篇23對牧者呢個詞咧，有好正面嘅態度。
Today we are looking at the word shepherd in a very positive way.
我哋信主好耐啦，同埋呢個詞咧已經係賦予咗好多好美好嘅畫面啦。
We believe as a Christian for a long time, and when we talk about shepherd, we have a good picture about it.
但我希望提醒你，大衛時代嘅讀者聽到呢句説話，其實係會覺得好震驚嘅。
But during the time of David, its audience, when they hear the word shepherd, they are in shock.
當時嘅牧羊人其實係好低下嘅工作，好辛苦同埋好污糟嘅。
During the Bible time, being a shepherd, this is a lowly position, and it requires a lot of hard work.
牧羊人通常係身份地位好低下嘅。
Shepherd is in a very low position.
記唔記得當撒母耳去揾大衛嘅時候發生咩事啊？
Do you remember when Samuel went to look for David?
大衛唔喺屋企。
David wasn't home.
大衛去做咩啊？
What did he do?
牧羊人係咪？
He was a shepherd.
因為佢係屋企入邊地位最低嘅，年紀最細嘅，佢要負責牧羊。
David was the youngest in the household. His position was the lowest. Therefore, his responsibility is to be a shepherd.
我諗下牧羊人究竟係做咩工作嘅。
So, what do a shepherd do? What does a shepherd do?
照顧羊啦。
To care for the sheep.
有時候要抱佢翻屋企嘅。
They have to carry the sheep home.
剪羊毛啦。
Shear the sheep.
牧羊人其實身上面係經常帶著羊嘅臭味嘅。
And even they carry the foul smell of the sheep.
其實係好唔體面嘅工作嚟嘅。
This is not an admirable job.
你可以話神係君王。
You can say God is the king.
哦，但你話神係牧羊人。
But now you say God is a shepherd.
點解用咁樣嘅比喻去形容神呢？
Why do we describe God as a shepherd?
原來我哋得到咁好嘅照顧係因為神自己舒尊降貴。
We receive such good care from the Lord because He humbled Himself.
係神唔嫌棄我哋嘅污糟，係神願意咁低下嘅服侍我哋。
God does not despise our filth and willingly come to take care of us.
我哋時常諗到啊，我哋基督徒，我哋服侍神。
As a Christian, we often think of we serve God.
但其實神服侍我哋更多。
But actually, God serves us even more.
如果唔係神服侍我哋、照顧我哋，我哋冇人可以活多一秒。
If not for God caring for us, protecting us, we can even live a second more.
可能對羊嚟講，最幸福嘅畫面就係青草溪水旁。
Perhaps for the sheep, the most blessed picture situation is by the green pasture and by the still water.
但大衛嘅形容其實唔係停留喺物質層面嘅。
But here, what David's description does not end with material things.
留意嗰幾個字，可安息的。
Pay attention to the words that you can rest.
它形容的是内心的满足和安稳。
Describing the inner peace and security.
这个安稳可以和物质有关，也都可以完全无关。
And this inner peace can be related to material things and may not relate to material things.
圣经的安息当然不是说你不用上班，什么都不用做。
The peace or the rest that the Bible talk about doesn't mean that you don't have to go to work, you don't have to do anything.
而是讲你的心里面有一种平安，你不再因为死亡的威胁劳苦受烦或者充满恐惧。
That in your inner heart there is peace. You are no longer threatened or be anxious about death.
这样看来，诗篇23的第一句说话不是只是在我们物质丰盛的时候我们才 quote 才引用。
So if we look at it this way, the first verse in Psalm, we do not only use it when we are in plenty.
我们在物质缺乏的时候我们都可以讲这句话。
Even we are in want material things, we can still say this statement.
弟兄姊妹你最近有什么缺乏啊？
Dear brothers, sister, what are you lacking lately?
哇！一问呢个问题，好多人就哇 make a list。
Oh, if I ask this, 你就会呢个清单。
我知道有啲人咧，无论佢嘅工资几高都好啦，佢永远都觉得自己好穷嘅。
I know somebody, no matter how high his salary is, he would still think that he is in poverty.
我哋认识有啲人，佢其实过一个好简朴嘅生活，但系佢时常觉得自己好丰盛、好满意。
I also know that there are people who live a very simplistic life and still are very content.
原因系佢哋唔系有物质作为佢哋嘅保障。
Because their security is not in the material things.
佢哋系有耶和华作为佢哋嘅牧者。
For they have the Lord as their shepherd.
佢哋信靠嘅唔系资源。
They trust not resources.
而是恩典的源头耶和华。
But they trust the source of grace, who is the Lord.
如果你和我信靠大牧者，我们的心现在已经可以经历安息了。
If you and I trust our great shepherd, at this moment, we can have peace and rest.
如果你这样的心态的话，你努力工作不是为了抵抗死亡。
If you have this thinking, then you work hard not to escape death.
而是为了尽责，为了荣耀神。
You work hard because you want to be responsible and be accountable to give glory to God.
今天已经有那个安息了。
Today you can have this rest.
然后当我们离世与主同在的时候，那个安息会达到圆满。
And when we depart from this world, when we died and return to the Lord, then our rest is complete.
这个是所有信徒应该期待的终点来的。
This is the destination that all believers should long for.
经文说，使我的灵魂苏醒。
The Bible said, restores my soul.
这个说话是有令到我悔改，令到我回转，令到我恢复的意思。
To restore my soul, meaning to repent, to turn me around.
然后后面讲到他为自己的名引导我们走义路。
He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake.
这个都可以理解为似是成圣的意思。
It means the process of sanctification.
所以我们其实处于一种已然未然的状态之间。
So we are in the already Not yet.
已经苏醒，已经清义，已经得享安息。
Our soul has already been restored. We are already declared righteous. We are
已经有安息了。
We already have rest.
但是依然是行紧义路。
But yet we are still on the path of righteousness.
直到将来完全的安息。
Until in the future we have complete rest.
我想我们留意第三节第四节之间有一个很奇妙的转折。
Please pay attention. Between verse 3 and 4, there is a wonderful transition.
有时候我们是会忽略了那个转折的。
Sometimes we will neglect this transition.
但是我们要两节经文连在一起看
的。We have to read both stanza, both verses together.
有没有留意到神带领我们走义路？
Now pay attention, the Lord leads us in the path of righteousness.
包括引导我们行过 死荫的幽谷。
But this includes leading us through the valley of the shadow of death.
我们在顺境的时候，很容易会说，他是我的牧者。
When we are in good times, we can easily declare that he is our shepherd.
但是他在逆境是不是我们的牧者？
But in bad times, is he still our shepherd?
如果他一直都引导我们,
if he continuously guiding us,
我们是要承认连我行过死荫的幽谷都是他的带领来的。
Then we must admit that even walking through the valley of the shadow of death is his leading.
有时候我们遇到困难，很容易将问题就只是想到一定是撒旦的攻击。
Sometimes when we face trouble, the first thing we say, oh, this must be an attack from Satan.
我们会错过这个机会去想，其实神带领我经过这一段路，他有什么的心意呢？
But we miss the point that for the Lord to lead me through this path, what is his will?
在死荫的幽谷，经文说神与我们同在。
The Bible said that even through the valley of the shadow of death, God is with me. God is with us.
不是被动的陪在我们隔离。
It is not a passive companionship.
是在前面主动的引导我们。
Rather, it's actively leading us in front of us.
什么是死荫的幽谷呢？
What is the valley of the shadow of
death? 可以用来象征失败呢？
This can describe our failure or danger.
我们的病痛，我们的破裂，逼迫，甚至是死亡。
Our sickness, our persecution, broken relationship, even death.
亲人离世的时候，他们走过死荫的幽谷。
When our beloved passed away, they walked through the valley of the shadow of death.
然后我们在悲痛当中，我们都类似的是走过死荫的幽谷。
And in our sorrow,We are kind of walking through the valley of the shadow of death.
所以面对困苦的时候，我们很多时候会问，神啊，为什么你要带领我有这样的经历？
So when we go through suffering, often we ask God, why are you leading me through this experience?
我们有时候会困惑，如果神是良善的，神又是全能的，他为什么会令我经历到这些事情呢？
Sometimes we are confused. If God is almighty, if God is all-knowing, why is he leading me through these things?
我们有一种骄傲的感觉。
We are being prideful.
连我都见到这件事是不好的，为什么神他见不到啊？
Even I can see that this is not good. How come God is not noticing?
答案是什么呢？
What is the answer?
神他不单止是良善的，不单止是全能的。
God is not only good, but almighty.
神他亦都是智慧的。
But he is also wise.
我们有时候以为自己看清楚很多事情很有智慧。
Sometimes we think that we can see things through and we are wise.
但是真正有智慧的其实是神自己。
But the only one who is truly wise is God himself.
这一位有智慧的神，他明白到苦难对于我们的成圣来说是必须的。
This wise God knows that going through suffering is necessary for our sanctification.
我们里面有很多很刚硬的东西。
Because within us there is a lot of stubbornness.
有时候是需要锤炼才可以被软化，才可以被改变。
And sometimes we need to be broken so that we will change.
而诗篇23讲给我们听。
And Psalm 23 tells us.
神带领我们经历死荫的幽谷有一个目的，其中一个目的。
One of the reasons that God lead us through the valley of the shadow of death
是为了让我们学习什么叫做不怕遭害。
So that we will learn not to be afraid of being harmed.
如果你读过一些历史地理的知识，它会解释为什么要行过死荫幽谷的。
If you...are familiarized with historical and geological facts, then you will understand what it means to go through the valley of the shadow of death.
听讲以色列的草地在雨季之后是特别的茂盛。
We know that after the rainy season, the grass is very lush in Israel.
但是在旱季的时候就很大问题了。
But in the dry season, it brings a lot of problems.
所以牧羊人是要经常带领羊穿过很多的山谷去找新的草原、新的水源。
Therefore, the shepherd often have to lead the sheep go through different valleys to look for green pastures and water.
途中甚至可能遇到野兽嘅。
And in their journey, they may face the wild beasts.
咁即系话牧羊人带领羊行过幽谷，因为佢哋唔能够留喺原地嘅。
The reason for the shepherd to lead the sheep through the valley is because they cannot stay in their place of origin.
當然羊很多時候不會明白點解又要去第二度啊咁樣。
Of course, the sheep would not understand why we have to travel again.
但好牧者帶領我哋行過死蔭嘅幽谷係一定有佢自己嘅美意。
But for the good shepherd to lead us through the valley of the shadow of death, because he has his good will.
而我哋作為羊係冇辦法完全理解嘅。
And for us sheep, we cannot fully comprehend this.
前面提過，我哋喺順境嘅時候，好中意將不缺乏當係自己嘅功勞。
I mentioned it before. When we are in good times, when we are in plenty, we will see that we are credited to our own good work.
因此，神有時候會特登帶我哋脱離我哋嘅舒適圈。
Therefore, God will sometimes purposely take us out of our comfort zone.
让我们重新见到唯一能够依靠的是祂的带领和同在。
So that we will learn again, we can only rely on Him and His leading and His presence.
在青草地溪水旁，你见到神的供应。
In the green pastures and still water, you see God's provision.
但是在死荫的幽谷，你才真正体会到神的保护。
But only through the valley of the shadow of death, you see God's protection.
佢嘅杖、佢嘅竿會安慰我哋。
His staff and his rod comforts us。
杖同竿可以擊退野獸，亦都可以將行歪咗個羊拉翻嚟。
The rod and staff can attack the wild beast, but it can also retrieve the strange sheep。
所以其實喺死蔭嘅幽谷，你同我係會經歷到兩樣嘢：保護同埋管教。
In the valley of the shadow of death, we will experience two things: protection.And discipline.
但是这个保护和管教的结果是给我们得到安慰。
The result of this protection and
这个管教和保护
the result of the protection and discipline is to give us rest.
竟然经文说他的杖和他的竿安慰我们就是这样的意思。
And this is the meaning, the rod and your staff, they comfort me.
在青草溪水旁，我们明白什么叫做不致缺乏。
We understand what it means by lacking nothing when we are by the green pastures and the still water.
但唯有在死荫的幽谷，你才明白什么叫做不怕遭害。
But only through the valley of the shadow of death, you will learn not to be afraid of being harmed.
弟兄姊妹，这节经文是真的。
Brother and sister, these Bible verses are true.
即使是疾病、逼迫甚至死亡，对我们而言，对我们基督徒而言，都不是遭害来的。
Even sickness, persecution, death to us Christian, this is not to harm us.
连死亡本身都是义路的一部分来的。
Even death is part of the path of righteousness.
先有旷野，然后才入迦南地，是吗？
First, you have the wilderness, and then you enter into Canaan.
有苦难，然后有荣耀。
You have suffering, and then you have glory.
有死亡，然后有复活。
You have death, and then you have resurrection.
我们的身体是注定是会慢慢消亡的。
Our body will decay.
但是我们的灵魂不致遭害。
But our soul will not be harmed.
然后我们还有复活的身体。
And then we have a resurrected body.
基督徒不是有特权令到我们可以不需要经历死亡。
Christian do not have the privilege to escape death.
而是死亡将我们带到完全不同的终点。
But death will bring us to a totally different destination.
死亡对我们唯一可以做的就是将我们带到神的同在。
What death can do to us Christian is to bring us into the presence of God.
诗篇23让我们见到人生不是在顺境逆境之间循环，而是有一个终点的。
Psalm 23 Third, show us that life is not a cycle between good times and bad times. Life has a destination.
终点是一场筵席。
The destination is what? It's a feast. It's a banquet.
神这位大君王，现在君王的画面，在我们的敌人面前亲自款待我们。
God, our great king, is setting a table before our enemies.
这些敌人是指什么人呢？
Who are these enemies?
可以是我们信主的过程当中，嘲笑我们，你这么傻信耶稣，嘲笑我们那些人。
It could be the people who are mocking us as Christians.
亦都可以是仇视我们的撒旦和他的爪牙。
It could be Satan and the devil who hates us.
敌人是恐吓我们的。
Enemies threaten us.
我们一生是不断经历到敌人想和我们证明，说我们是没用，是我们是软弱的。
In our lifetime, the enemies want to prove that we are useless.
但是神要在他们面前为我们摆设筵席。
But God is setting a table for us before them.
这个筵席是向全世界宣告，真正软弱的是我们的敌人。
And this banquet is to proclaim to the world the one who is really weak is our enemies.
我们在他们面前吃饭，他们对我们做不到任何事。
We can have a feast before them and they can do nothing to us.
所以这个筵席是庆祝我们最终得胜。
This banquet is to celebrate our final victory.
这个筵席其实都是耻笑敌人。
And this banquet is also to mock our enemies.
你知不知保罗都教我们这样去跟敌人讲？
You know, Paul also teaches us to say the same thing to our enemies.
死啊，你得胜的权势在哪里？
Death, where is your victory?
死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？
Death, where is your sting?
当我们跑完当跑的路， 就是我们享受这个筵席的时候。
When we finish our race that is set before me, it is the time for us to be at this banquet.
在这个筵席上面， 神用油膏我们。
And at this banquet, God anointed us with oil.
记不记得路加福音有一次耶稣去人家那里吃饭？
Do you remember in the book of Luke, one time when Jesus was having a meal with someone?
耶稣对那个主人家说，你都不尊重我， 因为你没有用油来膏我的头。
He told the host, you are not respecting me because you did not anoint me with oil.
所以用油膏我们的意思就是说，神将我们当贵宾啊。
To anoint us with oil, that means we are the honorable guests.
神是将祝福倾倒在我们身上，多到经文说福杯满溢出来。
God pour out his blessing on us to the point our cup overflows.
然后我们能够在敌人面前有这样的荣耀，是因为神与我们同在。
We can have such glory before our enemy because God is with us.
我不知道你读诗篇的时候，如果给你去找一节的中心经文，你会觉得是哪一节？
If, when you read the Bible, I don't know if I ask for a central theme, which verse will you give me?
诗篇23的中间中心经文是你与我同在，这个是中心来的。
The central theme of Psalm 23 is God is with me.
牧羊也好，筵席也好，都是描述同一件事，就是神与我同在的画面。
Whether the Lord is my shepherd or he prepare a feast before me, the same picture is painted over and over. The picture of God is with me.
原来你看经文很有趣的，是由这一刻的主语从第三人称的他变成第二人称的你。
Study it closely. It first uses the third person describing, he makes me, and then it transitions into the second person, you prepare a table.
因为当大卫一想起神的同在的时候，他忍不住，我就要当面跟神说话了。
Because whenever David thought of God, he will talk to God directly.
原来基督徒的生命，我们不是靠 当然很重要，但是最根本的都不是靠神学来维系。
A Christian life, even though it is very important, but a Christian life is not sustained by the practice of theology.
是跟那个与你同在的神对话祷告，是靠这样东西来维系的。
But rather, it is sustained by your communion, your conversation, your prayer with the Lord.
已经翻天家的弟兄姊妹，
For the brothers and sisters who have returned to heaven,
他们此刻更加是直接的跟神面对面，跟神对话。
And at this moment, they are talking to God face to face.
因为神与他们同在。
Because God is with them.
我想信徒的一生最好的总结应该是诗篇23的第六节。
I think the best conclusion for a Christian is from Psalm 23, verse 6.
我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我。
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
我们所行的每一步都是恩典之路，而且那个恩惠慈爱紧紧的追随我们，穷追不舍。
Because we are walking on this path where goodness and mercy shall follow us. And actually, goodness and mercy is relentlessly pursuing us.
大家喜不喜欢这节经文？
Do you like this verse?
我想跟你说，其实穷追不舍这几个字本身不是正面的字眼。
Actually, relentless pursue in itself is not a positive description.
那个 pursue, 那个随着那个动词呢，在旧约经常是用来形容敌人的追杀或者是神的咒诅临到你。
In the Old Testament, the word pursue is usually described being pursued by the enemies or the wrath of God pursuing you.
想想如果宇宙的君王要来追讨我们的罪债是几可怕的事情。
If the king of the whole universe would pursue us for the debts of our sin, how horrible it is.
大卫说，我们可以去哪里躲避神的面呢？
David asked, where can we hide from the face of the Lord?
我们有哪个可以在神的义怒当中可以站立呢？
Who can stand before the righteous wrath of God?
但是现在很奇妙啊，大卫用一个本身带有负面味道的动词来形容一件好美好的事情。
But now here, David used a word that has negative connotation to describe something that is very beautiful and wonderful.
我想大卫是有心意的，他想提醒我们一件事情。
I'm sure David has a purpose and he wants to remind us.
我们本身应该承受的其实是第六节的相反。
What we deserve to receive is just the opposite of what is described in verse 6.
你和我其实是不配坐在神的筵席面前，为什么神当我们是贵宾呢？其实我们一生得罪神的。
You and I do not deserve to sit at the table with the Lord because our whole life rebels against God.
我们其实应该是跟敌人一样，是被拒于门外的。
We should be like the enemies cast out the door.
所以如果神的咒诅对我们穷追不舍，我们没有一个人可以逃脱。
If God pursues us relentlessly with his righteous anger, we cannot escape.
但是现在追着我们的竟然是恩惠慈爱。
But now it is goodness and mercy pursuing us.
无论我们怎样逃，都甩不到这个祝福。
No matter how hard we try to escape, we cannot escape from this blessing.
行过死人的幽谷的时候，我们经常以为神啊，你是不是放弃我们？
As we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we wonder, God, have you forsaken me?
但事实上，恩惠慈爱是一直追着我们。
But the reality is goodness as mercy continuously pursuing us.
不是我们去追那个福气，如果我们自己去追，怎么追都追不到的。
We are not chasing after the blessing because we can never catch it.
现在是福气调转过来追我们。
But now it's just the opposite. The blessing is pursuing us.
确保我们一定是有神的恩惠和慈爱。
To guarantee God's goodness and mercy.
为什么神要这么委身，这么热心的来祝福我们？
Why is God so devoted in blessing us?
因为我们很可爱。
Are we lovable?
第三节。
Verse 3.
为他自己的什么名？
For his name's sake.
唯有神的名是真正稳固不变的原因。
The only reason is God's name is secure and unchanging.
神用他的名来保证他的祝福不会断绝。
He guarantees with his name that his blessing will not be interrupted.
不会将我们的灵魂撇在阴间。
Definitely will not forsake our soul in hell.
原来所有的救恩计划，所有的福气，归根到底都是因为他为了自己的名。
The whole plan of salvation and blessing is for his name's sake.
圣经告诉我听，我们世人都犯罪，其实没有人是会尊神的名为圣。
The Bible said that we have all sinned, no one will honor God's name as holy.
幸好神自己先尊自己的名为圣。
But what the best thing is God honor his own name as holy.
然后为他自己的名才来拯救我们。
And then for his name's sake, he saved us.
不知道大家在圣教堂这么久，有时候你怎么接受改革中的一些神学的观念？
You have been in covenant for so long, how do you accept reform theology?
当你听到神为自己的名行事的时候，
When you hear that God acts according or for his name's sake,
你会不会觉得神 好自我中心？
Do you feel that God is very self-centered?
为什么人将荣耀归给自己就是不好的？
Why is it bad for man to give himself glory?
为什么神将荣耀归给自己有没有问题？
How come it is okay for God to give himself glory?
这里其实涉及到神和人之间有本质的差异。
This has to do with the foundational difference between God and man.
人将荣耀归给自己是在窃取不属于自己的荣耀。
When men give themselves glory, they are stealing glory that does not belong to them.
但是当神将荣耀归给他自己的时候，
When God gives himself glory,
他只不过是彰显他本身已经有的荣耀。
He is revealing the glory that is his.
我们没有本体性的荣耀。
We do not have an innate glory.
我们的荣耀，有个词叫做衍生，派生。
Our glory is given. Is it given?
是。我们似什么呢？我们似一块反光的镜。
What are we like? We are like a mirror.
如果有人见到我们觉得基督徒很明亮，因为我们反射着神的荣光。
If people see our brightness, the only reason is because we are reflecting God's brightness.
但是神自己的荣耀，本体性的荣耀似什么呢？似太阳。
But God himself is glory, so his glory is like the sun.
他自己发光。
He gives out light himself.
所以他荣耀他自己，不是虚荣，而是彰显他自己。
So when he glorifies himself, he is not being proudful. He is revealing himself.
正如太阳发光的结果是什么？整个太阳是得到光明能量。
So what is the result when the sun gives out light, that the whole solar system is brightened and is energized.
同样，当神荣耀他自己的时候，其实万物是得到福气。
When God glorifies himself, then all things are blessed.
万物都可以和谐。
All things are in harmony.
所以我们的自我中心是很有问题。
Therefore, our self-centeredness is a big problem.
人一旦想高举自己，就一定是会贬低上帝。
When men want to lift themselves up, they will definitely belittle God.
亦都会牺牲其他人。
And they will sacrifice other people.
但是神的自我中心是好的。
But God's self-centeredness is good.
他是有本体性的荣耀。
Because he is glory.
当他高举自己，正如太阳升起，明光照耀。
When he lifts himself up, just as the sun rises and shine.
然后拯救一切坐在黑暗当中的罪人。
And save all those sinners who are in darkness.
不是太阳围着地球转。
Not the sun circulating the earth.
是地球围着太阳转。
It's the earth circulating the sun.
我们将自己当是中心，这个世界我们的环境就会混乱。
If we put ourselves in the center, then this world will be chaotic.
但是如果神成为中心，一切都会恢复秩序。
When God is the center of the world, everything will be in order.
如果你明白这个道理，你会感谢神。
If you understand this truth, you will thank God.
好彩他荣耀他自己。
It's the best thing that he glorifies himself.
好彩他为他自己的名 嚟爱我哋，嚟拯救我哋。
It's the best thing that for His name's sake He came, He loves us and He saves us.
最后我想提一提你嘅就系、是、神为咗自己嘅名嚟拯救我哋。
God save us for His name's sake.
唔单止显明佢嘅爱，一定系要同时显明佢嘅另一个属性叫做公义。
Not only to reveal His love, but also His other attribute, which is righteousness.
神为咗自己嘅名，一定要用佢嘅让佢嘅救赎工作符合公义嘅原则。
For His name's sake, His salvation must also be in accord with His righteousness.
所以诗篇23所提到嘅所有嘅福气有个前提嘅。
So there is a prelude before all the blessings that is mentioned in Psalm 23.
都系以基督嘅代赎作为前提。
That is Jesus' atonement.
其实诗篇23可以从耶稣嘅角度嚟读嘅。
Actually, Psalm 23, we can read it in view of Jesus.
他是好牧人啊。
He is the good shepherd.
为我哋舍命啊。
Who laid down his life for us.
代替咗我哋嘅位置啦。
He took our place.
但因为篇幅嘅关系，我最后想同大家从另一个角度嚟简单嘅思考一下基督。
Because of the time limit, I would like to meditate about Jesus in another angle.
有一位清教徒嘅讲到王子施宝珍啦，咁佢讲过一句说话，嗰句说话其实你就咁一听咧，你觉得 of course 句说话咁样讲嘅，喺诗篇23之前系诗篇22。
Okay, during the pilgrim's period, Spurgeon said that something he said. If you say, you say, aha, before Psalm 23, there is Psalm 22nd.
你可能覺得 OK， 施寶珍嘅數學唔錯啊。
All right, Spurgeon can count。
我都識，係咪
？I know。
詩篇22有啲咩特別？大家記唔記得啊
？What is so special about Psalm 22? Do you remember？
就算你唔記得詩篇22成篇，我肯定有一句你同我係記得嘅。
Even though you do not remember the whole Psalm 22, but there is one sentence。You will definitely know.
因为那句说话是耶稣基督钉十字架的时候他呼求出来的。
When Jesus was on the cross, he cried out this sentence.
大家知不知道哪一句？ This statement. 大家知不知道哪一句？
Do you know which statement it is?
我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？
My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
这句说话是出自诗篇22的。
This statement comes from Psalm 22.
我哋可以听出嚟，耶稣当时系处于一种极大嘅痛苦同埋挣扎。
When you hear it, you know that Jesus was in deep pain and struggle.
我唔知咁样讲，你可唔可以理解得到
？I don't know if you can comprehend if I explain it this way.
耶稣佢所经历嘅痛苦
，the pain that Jesus endured，
比起一个唔信嘅人喺地狱入边所承受嘅痛苦，仲要大。
The pain that Jesus endured is greater than the pain a non-believer endure in hell.
點解咁講呢？
Why do I say that?
每一個去地獄嘅人，
For everyone who goes to hell,
從某個角度嚟講，
From a certain point of view,
其實係佢想去嘅。
Actually, that person wants to go.
你話牧師你講乜嘢？
Pastor, what are you saying?
一个唔信嘅人
，a person who does not believe，
用一世嘅时间嚟同神脱离关系。
He through his whole life he wants to have nothing to do with God。
用一世嘅时间讲俾神听，神啊，我唔想要你。
He uses his whole life to tell God, I want to have nothing to do with you。
然后神同佢讲，愿你嘅旨意成就。
And then God says to him, Your will be done。
就俾佢去一个同神隔绝嘅地方。
And let him be in a place that is separated from God.
基督徒对神讲：愿你嘅旨意成就。
When a Christian say, May your will be done.
神都同唔信嘅人讲：愿你嘅旨意成就。
God will also say to a non-believer, May your will be done.
但系耶稣基督佢唔系罪人。
But Jesus Christ is not a sinner.
佢系好渴望神嘅同在嘅。
His desire is to be with God.
他是一刻都不想经历与神隔绝。
Not even a second he wants to be separated from God.
耶稣唔系话神，耶稣系话我嘅神啊，我的神啊。
Jesus did not just cry out God, but he cried out my God, my God.
咩时候你会喺一个人嘅名或者称呼前面加上我的两个字
？When will you address someone and add my？
我的神其实系一种立约嘅关系。
My God is a covenantal relationship.
因为神话我哋要做佢嘅百姓，佢要做我哋嘅神。
For the Lord said, "You will be my people, and I will be your God."
而且耶稣唔系讲一次，耶稣系重复讲两次，我的神，我的神，好强烈嘅情感嚟噶。
Jesus did not just say it once, but Jesus repeated it. My God, my God, there is a strong emotion.
冇人能够明白圣父同埋圣子之间嘅关系系几咁亲密。
No one can truly understand the closeness between the Father and the Son.
在永恒当中，他们的爱是完全圣洁、无限亲密、无限深厚的。
In eternity, their love is totally pure. They are infinitely intimate and infinitely close.
今天你被你最爱的人背叛，你痛苦到死去活来。
Today, if you are betrayed by your loved one, you may experience pain to the degree of death.
但是相比之下，耶稣被天父离弃那种痛苦，你想都想不到。
But you can't even imagine the pain that Jesus endured when he was forsaken by the Father.
有人认为耶稣那句的呼求是代表他的信心崩溃。
Some people think that when he cried out like this, his faith collapsed.
其实是正好相反。
But actually, it's just the opposite.
那句说话虽然充满挣扎，但是是表达出耶稣坚定的信靠天父。
Even this cry is filled with struggle, but it reflects his steadfast faith in the Lord.
你知不知道当一个不信的人，他将来经历上帝离弃的时候，他是会讲什么说话？
Do you know what a person who do not believe in God, and in the future, when they experience the being apart from God, do you know what they will say?
他们只会疯狂地咒骂上帝。
They will curse God.
在地狱里面不会有赞美的。
Because in hell, there is no praise.
不会有呼求的。
There is no crying out.
只是有亵渎的说话。
There will be blasphemous words.
这个世界上只有一个人。
There is only one person.
耶稣基督在经历神离弃的同时，竟然还在呼求我的神，我的神。
That when Jesus experienced being forsaken by the Lord, he cries out, "My God, my God."
耶稣当然在默想紧诗篇22啦，喺十字架上面。
Perhaps Jesus was meditating on Psalm 22 while he was on the cross.
他知道诗篇22讲紧佢自己。
He knew that Psalm 22 was describing him.
入边提到有一个人，佢会被处决。
In it, it talks about a man who will be executed.
但系喺嗰个人被处决之后咧，地嘅四极都要想念耶和华，而且系信神。
After his execution, the four corners of the earth will think of the Lord and they will believe in the Lord.
其实你听起上嚟，你觉得莫名其妙嘅。
When you hear it, you find it like, what is it talking about?
一个人被处决，他的死却是吸引千千万万的人悔改信神，怎么可能呢？
One person's death, one person's execution would cause tens and thousands of people repentance and believe in God.
耶稣在经历神的离弃。
Jesus is experiencing the being abandoned by God.
但是他所相信的诗篇22在鼓励他紧紧抓住神。
But yet Psalm 22 is encouraging him to hold on to God.
结果耶稣没有在十字架上跳下来。
Therefore Jesus did not jump down from the cross.
他忍受了痛苦为我们付清罪债。
He endured the sufferings to pay our debts completely.
亦都战胜了死亡。
And has victory over death.
我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？
My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
答案是什么？
What is the answer?
为了他自己的名。
For his name's sake.
为了你和我。
For you, the sake of you and me.
他为自己的名引导我们行义路。
For he lead us in the path of righteousness for his name's sake.
让我们再一次想一想诗篇那句说话，诗篇22是在诗篇23之前。
Remember what Spurgeon said? There is Psalm 22 before Psalm 23.
如果不是耶稣在诗篇22说，你为什么离弃我？
If Jesus did not say in Psalm 22, why have you forsaken me?
我们就不可以在诗篇23里说，你与我同在。
Then we cannot say in Psalm 23, you are with me.
如果不是咒诅，穷追不舍追着耶稣。
If this curse or wrath did not relentlessly pursue Jesus,
就不会有因为慈爱追着我们。
Then we will not have goodness and mercy pursuing us.
如果不是他喝下苦杯，
If Jesus did not drink this cup,
我们就不会福杯满溢。
Then our cup will not overflow.
如果不是他被赶出圣城，被挂在木头上，
If he was not chased out of the holy city and being hung on the cross,
我们就不会怎样啊？
Then
我们就不会住在耶和华的殿中直到永远。
Then we will not live in the house of the Lord forever.
弟兄姊妹，我盼望诗篇23可以成为你的人生蓝图。
Dear brothers and sisters, it is my prayer that Psalm 23 will be your blueprint in life.
帮助你理解顺境，亦都帮助你理解逆境。
To help you understand good times and bad times.
帮助你理解死亡，亦都帮助你理解生命。
To help you understand life and death.
无论在任何的处境，不要失去你的焦点。
No matter what situation we are in, do not lose focus.
就是耶和华是我的牧者，而且他与我同在。
That is the Lord is my shepherd, and he is with me.
而这个这么美好，这么美好的福分，
and this wonderful blessing,
是耶稣基督用他的牺牲所换取的。
Is given to us through Jesus' sacrifice.
让我们一起用祈祷来多谢他。
Let us give thanks to him in prayer.
主耶稣，我们多谢你。
Dear Jesus Christ, our Lord, we thank you.
因为你尊荣神的名。
Because you see God's name as holy.
因为你爱神，亦都爱我们。
For you love God and you love us.
所以神为了自己的名引导我们做义路，而你同样的为了神的名来拯救我们。
Therefore God acts according for his name's sake, and you too act according for his sake.
多谢你所成就的救恩。
We thank you for the salvation that you have accomplished.
让我们可以使用诗篇23作为我们人生的宣告。
That Psalm 23 is the proclamation of our life.
求你提醒我们时常用这句说话，耶和华是我的牧者，我不致缺乏。
Remind us always that the Lord is our shepherd, I shall not be in want.
就算我行过死荫的幽谷，我都不怕遭害。
Even though I walk through the valley and the shadow of death, I fear no evil.
让我们时常相信，亦都体验到神与我们同在。
That we will always believe and always experience God is with us.
让我们不要将盼望放在之余，
That our hope is not in our resources.
而是放在那位爱我们、牧养我们的好牧羊人。
Our hope is on our good shepherd who loves us.
多谢你。
Thank you.
我这样祷告奉耶稣名求。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.